Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code NATS at manscaped.com, you can take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code NATS, and take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. The Washington Nationals have a bit of an identity crisis. They get swept by the New York Mets, and then they take 3 of 4 against the Braves. Who is this team? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. And the best way that you can help grow this show is to subscribe or follow on your podcatcher of choice and give it a 5-star rating. I sure would appreciate it. So in this edition of the TalkNats podcast, we talk about a Nationals team that has what I'm going to go ahead and say a bit of an identity crisis. It's interesting that they can answer the bell on the big stage, but sometimes struggle against the poor teams. What's the story with this team? We'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll talk about Patrick Corbin and how it appears he'll be getting some extra time off. And as the trade deadline approaches somewhat soon here at the end of July, the Nationals face a lot of questions. But just to get it going here, talking about the Nationals and the game today, continuing with that, kind of wowing a lot of fans and wowing me in particular, because I was kind of down in the dumps, in the doldrums, when I saw that they were struggling so greatly here lately. I saw what they did against the Mets. They got swept. That is never a good look, considering how poor the Mets are this year in particular, and historically how poor they've been, and even rewinding time a little bit more than that, how they struggled against the Guardians. But they found a way to take 3 of 4 against the Atlanta Braves. And, you know, oftentimes it's easy to just, you know, concentrate on negativity. But as Nationals fans, let's take a knee right now and kind of just acknowledge what kind of big feat that was for this team to bind together and find a way to pick up a really huge win against an all things considered really good Braves team. The Washington Nationals showed their aggressive approach pays off as they took down the Atlanta Braves 8-5 in a thrilling game. The Nats struggled early against the Braves rookie pitcher, but their persistence and aggressive hitting paid off, leading to their biggest offensive inning of the year. And that's one of the things I'll talk about a little bit later in the show, is this team that is kind of a ragtag group of people. And ultimately, these are the Band-Aids on the team. We're waiting for the big names to arrive. But with that said, and not to diminish what these quote unquote Band-Aids are getting done, these stop gaps, it's these players that are stepping up and the young Nats that are impressing as well, despite some of their struggles. I took a week off of the show here because I had some equipment issues, but I'm back and going here. So I'll talk a little bit about CJ Abrams and his struggle in the leadoff spot there. And but ultimately how they're coming together and finding a way to win big games when they need to the most. But, you know, in particular, let's get back to this game today. Manager Davey Martinez emphasized the importance of being aggressive, but also making hard contact. The Nats needed his advice and exploded for a 7-run splurge in the bottom of the fourth inning, seizing a comfortable lead they held on to for the rest of the game. So, you know, defying odds. And, you know, it's funny. I was walking around today wearing my Nationals jersey, and I don't live in the DC area. And some people are like, why are you wearing that thing? It's interesting that there is kind of the reputation that the Nationals are just a really deplorable team. And they haven't been great here the last few years or so, but this is still a team that isn't too far removed, I guess I'm going to say, from the 2019 World Series year. And, you know, again, I'm sticking to the script in my mind, and I haven't deviated from it, that the Nationals are playing pretty good, but they're going to be playing exponentially better in years to come. And I think that that is something that shouldn't wash over Nationals fans, that they should really take that to heart. And I think that, you know, we're seeing some great play, but think about how much better they're going to be when the big guns arrive. Their impressive performance during a tough stretch of 17 consecutive games without a day off, where they faced top teams in their division, showcase the Nationals' resilience and competitive spirit. They finished the stretch with a 9-8 record, proving their ability to compete with the best in the league. And, you know, as I record this in the early part of June here, I'm not going to say they're going to win a World Series, but I've said this, and I said this on this show during spring training, that this season is a season of assessment. It is a season of which young players are going to rise to the surface. I think that, you know, you take a look at Jake Young in particular. He is a guy that, you know, impressed me right out of the gate when he got his call up last season, and his speed and his ability to play, for the most part, really great center field are what is endearing. So that's what's exciting for me, not to mention CJ Abrams, K-Bear Ruiz, these young players, Lipsicum, we've seen him. And I know they've seen their struggles, and they will continue to see struggles as they are, you know, turning into really great players. But I think, you know, that's another thing that I've heard here somewhat recently, is there's a lot of people kind of, you know, saying bad things about CJ Abrams and K-Bear Ruiz, that they're young guys. They just need to find their way. But talking again about this game, despite a slow start and an early 35-minute rain delay, pitcher DJ Hers, another one of the building blocks of the future, I do believe, showed a composure and determination, settling down after a rocky second inning. The Nationals also came up big at the plate, adjusting their approach to combat the Braves' young pitcher and produce crucial hits when it mattered the most. And it's an interesting Nationals team that has been the topic of this first segment here, is that they're able to answer the bell on the big stage against the big teams. Some of you may know I also cover the Capitals for Locked On Capitals, and that was also their MO, is that they would find a way to beat some of the better teams and lose to some of the worst. It seems like the Nationals are that way, at least to an extent as well. Shortstop CJ Abrams highlighted the team's confidence, expressing they can compete with anyone in their path. The Nationals' ability to secure 6 wins out of 8 games against the Braves, the NL East champions, in the previous 6 years, speaks volumes about their potential this season. Again, to reiterate, to underline what I said before, it's easy to get down in the dumps when this team is playing poor, but let's give them the roses. Let's give them the applause. If this team is taking the arrows, they're going to take the applause when they're playing well. And this has been some truly great Nationals baseball. It's something that made me feel pride walking around my hometown wearing a Nationals jersey. Someone said, "Why are you wearing a jersey for Walgreens?" I'm like, "No, it's the Washington Nationals that I actually am wearing it with pride." And ultimately, I am proud of this team. Despite, you know how we know it's all going to end. We know they're not going to win the World Series, but they are still making steps forward and kind of assessing where this team will be in the long term. This game in particular, though, was a testament to the Nationals' resilience, energy, and unwavering determination to overcome challenges, making them a force to be reckoned with in this league. And, you know, some teams will just never get the praise that they deserve. But I think as Nationals fans, if you're listening to this podcast, you are no doubt a Nationals fan, and you've seen the struggles. You've seen the struggles over, you know, the last handful of years here or so. But they're heading in the right direction. And I think at the end of the day, us as Nationals fans, we know what this team is made of. All right, so coming up here after the break, we will talk about Patrick Corbin. It's hard to even discuss him at this point, but what is the long-term future for him on this team this season? I think we have a little bit of an idea how he's going to be playing and when he's going to be playing in this upcoming stretch. I'll discuss straight ahead. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using promo code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here. The boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progress to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's take 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. And before we get going here, I want to give a shout out to Manscaped as they sponsor a lot of these independent podcasts. I know we're on Believe, but for many years, this was an independent podcast, and they have been a sponsor of all my podcasts for the last 2+ years. So Father's Day is coming up here. Why not take 20% off plus free shipping on anything for Manscaped beard trimmers? There's trimmers for below the waist, scrubbing needs, all those kind of things. So think of Manscaped and use the promo code NATS. It is one of the things that helps keep the lights on here at the Talk Nats podcast. All right, so welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, talking Nationals baseball, a little bit of a longer show as I have some time at home. Oftentimes I record this on the go. I have a mobile studio. But tonight I'm recording this from the home base from Locked On Capitals Central, I guess I'm going to go ahead and say, and we're talking at Nationals baseball and some of the questions. Patrick Corbin, I think that we're just waiting for this whole Patrick Corbin thing to be over. I think back historically, why did they even do it? And was he ever a great pitcher? And I think back to 2019 when he was a guy that they even used out of the bullpen and played rather well. There have been glimpses of greatness from Patrick Corbin, but if I'm going to generalize his time and paint him with a broad brush, I'm going to go ahead and say it hasn't been the best of times. The Washington Nationals have made significant changes to their pitching rotation. They have decided to give Patrick Corbin some additional rest by skipping over his next turn in the lineup. Instead of starting on Monday, Corbin will be getting some extra time off, and Mitchell Parker will be taking the mound on Tuesday against the Tigers. And if there's one guy that kind of caught me by surprise, is Mitchell Parker. And I have spoke about him quite frequently on this show, is that he is a name that was a relatively unknown pitcher within the Nationals organization, unless you were an extreme Nationals nerd, I guess I'm going to go ahead and say, or a Major League Baseball nerd. But he has been, all things considered, a pleasant surprise and no doubt a building block of the Nationals starting rotation. Manager Davey Martinez stated that his decision was made to provide Corbin with a much needed break. Corbin has been experiencing some struggles this season, currently holding a 1-7 record. Oh, just think about that for a second. With a 6.15 ERA, despite his challenges, the Nationals are committed to supporting him during this difficult period, despite his substantial contract and the lack of alternate experienced pitchers. We're there, Nationals fans. We are there. I don't care what the other option is. I'm going to take a guy in the minors over Patrick Corbin most any day of the week. So that and Josiah Gray and Cade Cavalli slowly edging their way back. I'm feeling confident that at some point we can relegate Patrick Corbin to a minimal role as he can ride off out into the sunset. At the same time, Josiah Gray and Cade Cavalli are on their way back from the injured list and could provide the team's rotation with some much needed support. Again, we've seen glimpses of greatness from Josiah Gray when he sticks to the pitches that he knows and keeps the ball down, those kind of things. Gray, who has been out with a right flexor strain since mid-April, is gearing up for his first official rehab start. And Cade Cavalli, who had Tommy John in March of 2023, is also making progress, though he is currently taking a break from his rehab assignment. As far as Cade Cavalli, I'm super pumped about the future of him and when he is a full go. And as far as I'm concerned, being that this is a season of assessment, I say take your time with Cade Cavalli. There's no big plans this year of this team making it, winning a World Series. That take your time, and when you're ready to go, you're ready to go. But I, for one, don't want to rush him. With up-and-coming pitchers like Mitchell Parker and DJ Hers showing promise, the Nationals are considering options to potentially form a five-man rotation without relying on Corbin. As the team manages these changes, their focus is on providing unwavering support to their players, both physically and mentally, as they navigate through these challenges. And, you know, the pitching has been one of the bugaboos, one of the weaknesses of this team. And as of late, it seems like it's been more of the bullpen. There's been moments like, yes, that was a great starting performance, and then the bullpen folded. It seems like a pretty familiar script that we've seen on this team. And then they've seen struggles with hitting. But now I think that they're coming out of the woods a little bit. Hopefully they can kind of vacuum up some of this positive momentum, this positivity snowball, and keep rolling as they take on the Tigers, who are not one of the better teams in Major League Baseball. And hopefully the bats will continue to keep hitting, and of the pitching, they can get some consistent starting pitching, and they can get the starting pitching where they can pitch a decent amount of innings, so we're not so reliant on the bullpen, because that's one of the knocks on Davey Martinez, is that he likes to pull the starters maybe a little bit too early in favor of a bullpen, which, let's be honest, at times has been quite horrible. All right, so coming up here straight ahead, we will talk about the trade deadline. It's not real soon, but it's coming up at the end of July, and what moves will Rizzo make, and what will this Nationals team look like after the trade deadline? I'll discuss straight ahead. Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. Take $20 off your first ticket purchase when you go to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code MINUTECAST. Listen, a national season is going on and the economy's tight. Why not save some money on a Nationals game? And it's not just Nationals. It's music, comedy, theater, and so much more. Go to SeatGeek.com. Enter promo code MINUTECAST. That's promo code MINUTECAST. And take $20 off your first ticket purchase at SeatGeek.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. Talking Nationals baseball here on the Belief Podcast Network, this kind of resurgent Nationals team, I guess I'm going to go ahead and say, or odd-defying team would be a safer way of saying it. And we're facing the trade deadline somewhat soon here. It is going to be at the end of July. And there's a lot of questions, and how should they proceed going forward? We saw what the Nationals did last summer when they sent out Candelario, sent him out to the Cubs, if memory serves on that one. It's time flies on that one, in the return that the Nationals got for him. And you take a look at that small move and the return that they got some pretty good young prospect players. And what kind of moves can we expect from Rizzo on the trade deadline this year? I would say don't do anything too crazy. As we know that this is a season of assessment, we do have players that, you know, potentially could get flipped. I don't have their contracts in front of me, but I would be willing to bet that they would listen to offers on Senzel, Winker, Gallo, those kind of players, these stopgap measures to, you know, bolster this team with some, you know, young players or something of that nature, something similar to what they did last summer. The Nationals are actively preparing for the upcoming MLB trade deadline as the 2024 season unfolds. Despite facing initial challenges, the Nationals have demonstrated significant progress and currently occupy the third position in the NL East. Again, I was writing this piece from a while ago, and I'm going to go ahead and take a look if that is still true. They currently, yes, are still in third place, and things are changing. They're trending in the right direction. Things on that could change in a hurry. We know that. While the team may not be immediate contenders for the World Series this season, their recent advancement signals a positive trajectory for the future. The Nationals' rebuilding efforts are gaining momentum, reflecting the potential for a return to their previous status as one of the premier teams in the NL. Is that going to be this year? No, it's not going to be this year, but they will be. Mark my words, Dan said that the Nationals will be good in the next few years. Book it. I think it will happen. Looking ahead, the Nats are strategically positioned to make pertinent decisions as they strive to regain their status as strong contenders in the near future. A recent discussion by Jeff Passan shed light on the team's strategy for the upcoming trade deadline, suggesting the Nationals are once again positioned as sellers. Surprise, surprise. This course of action aligns with a focus on reinforcing the team for sustained success instead of short-term gains. And that's what it's all about. We are not in that position to be contenders this year. Rizzo said he was going to go out and get that veteran starter. It didn't happen. So at this point, I think we should kind of seek and look for the future instead of getting too caught up on the present, because the future is bright for the Nationals. I'm going to go ahead and say the present is mediocre at best. The Nationals' robust starting pitching, notably showcased by Mackenzie Gore's outstanding performances, underscores their potential for future success. Additionally, their bullpen exhibits promise, positioning a team for a formidable resurgence in the coming seasons. And that is one of the things that's really starting to take shape slowly, albeit, is the starting rotation. We talked about the different pitchers that have kind of caught a lot of people by surprise, like Mitchell Parker. And then you take a look at the future of Mackenzie Gore, Cade Cavalli, Josiah Gray, Jackson Rutledge, I would say at some point, DJ Hers. That the future is rather bright, and I'm excited about the potential of what this team can be. As the Nationals plan for the future, their emphasis on fostering the development of young talent and procuring prospects to strengthen the farm system underscores their dedication to long-term success. While committed to winning the present, the Nationals remain mindful of upholding a competitive edge in the challenging NL East division and are dedicated to fortifying their roster for sustained competitiveness. And, you know, Rizzo is one of the guys that takes a lot of grief, but he did put this ragtag group of Nationals players together. And all things considered, you know, it could be much worse is what I'm going to go ahead and say. We take a look at the Nationals, at least as I'm checking the standings on Google, the Nats are 30-35. They currently sit third in the NL East. And you take a look down from them, the Mets 28-36, the Marlins 22-43. So before we, you know, go ahead and stick our head in the sand and start singing woe is me, there are a lot worse teams in Major League Baseball. This team, all things considered, is doing pretty good. You take a look at the White Sox, 17-49, the Angels 25-40. So things could be worse, Nationals fans. And I know that that's sometimes perceived as the loser's mentality. That I choose to think is the glass half full mentality, that, you know, if you talk to people to start the season, there was the thought that the Nationals could be one of the worst. They definitely are not that. With a discerning eye and the dynamically evolving landscape of the NL East, the Nationals are tactically navigating the final stages of the rebuild phase. That's what I'm talking about. It's not going to be forever anymore, guys. We are finally at the edge of the woods, and we can see an opening. The imposing presence of Braves and Phillies serves as a guiding impetus, driving the Nationals' deliberate planning and unwavering commitment to reclaiming a prominent position in the division. Book it. It's going to happen. We are going to have good baseball back in the district. And to all the fans out there, you know, that it stood by this team through thick and thin. I'm also talking about the guys of unwavering support over at Talk Nats that continue to churn out quality Nationals content on the regular, that despite, you know, the perception among some in Major League Baseball that this team is horrible, just you wait. This is going to be a team to be reckoned with. All right, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. One more time, take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the promo code NATS. And I'll talk to you again next time.